Christmas could be violent for Christians in India. Kids in the Middle East and North Africa will hear the true meaning of Christmas on television, and more than 500 young people in Honduras will get shoes in the gospel this week. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With a little more than 2 weeks until Christmas, Christians in India are bracing for more violence. Violence against Christians in the state of Orissa has seen homes and churches destroyed and thousands homeless. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Christians won't get a reprieve this Christmas.
Hindu militant organizations have gone on record as saying that if the government does not make some arrests of those who killed their leaders, that December 25th would be a day of violence. Christmas for Christians in India does not bode very well right now, and we really need to be upholding our brothers and sisters in prayer.
60 Christians died, more than 200 churches and 40 religious institutions were damaged in the September through November attacks. Many have nowhere to turn. Penner says there are three ways you can help.
Prayer is probably the most significant thing that we can do. We can also be writing to the Indian government, expressing our concerns. People can also help support organizations like the Voice of the Martyrs as we're trying to provide relief aid.
Meanwhile, hundreds of Christians in Orissa, India have lost everything as a result of the ongoing persecution. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says they're trying to help too.
There are several relief organizations that are working, providing food and clothing and necessities. We feel that as Bibles for the World, our task is to provide the Bible.
Bibles for the World started this important task by distributing 100,000 New Testaments. It's been a pretty risky process since even some relief camps have been attacked. But that hasn't altered their plans to deliver 500,000 copies of the Gospel of John.
We believe that God is highlighting the need of the good news, the gospel, in that day. And as many Christians around the world are praying for the people in Orissa, we believe that God is going to do a mighty thing there.
If you can help, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sat7 Kids is celebrating its one-year anniversary. Last Christmas, the channel was launched as a gift to millions of children living in the Arab world. Well, this year, its goal is to teach children the true meaning of Christmas. Many kids living in the Middle East see Christmas only as a Western holiday obsessed with gift-giving. Sat7 Kids will air holiday programming from cartoons like VeggieTales to locally produced specials. Pray that their message reaches the hearts of many kids. Next, Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is in Honduras with Buckner International this week. She reports from the House of Mercy in San Pedro Sula.
I'm on the first Shoes for Orphan Souls trip in Honduras. The ministry of Buckner International is just beginning in this country after 2 years of preparation. The inaugural launch this year has included two summer missions teams already. Buckner's advisor to Honduras, Francis Azad, says the shoes we're giving on top of the Christmas celebrations will have a lasting impact.
The kids will be able to see at least 9-10 months throughout that year and remember that somebody gave them to them. And they will associate that person who gave it to them with the love of God, because they're coming here because they love God and giving them these pair of shoes.
We'll be doing vacation Bible schools, Christmas celebrations, and shoes for orphan souls at 8 Buckner partnering orphanages, serving over 500 kids as the hands and feet of Christ. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, San Pedro Sula, Honduras.
And this Christmas, several churches are providing filters for some of the 884 million people with unsafe drinking water. Several congregations have joined with International Aid to support and install high-grade biosand water filters for families with unsafe water. Initiatives include hands-on training and installation in India and Honduras, and fundraisers to support filters in other regions. As Christians supply the physical need, pray that they'll be able to share their faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.